Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. The Juneau Police Department is investigating a bunch of tires that were slashed overnight in Douglas and West Juneau. In a news release, the department says 33 vehicles had their tires slashed along Douglas Highway last night. It estimates more than $10,000 worth of damage. The department is asking for the public's help, and you can contact police at 586-0600 with information about the incident. Anchorage police say a man shot and killed after wounding an Anchorage police officer was solely responsible for five homicides, including two double murders, which caused fear in Anchorage last year. Police today linked James Dale Ritchie to the five deaths that all occurred outdoors last year and caused alarm among people using the trail systems that a serial killer may have been on the loose. Ritchie was shot and killed by police in November after he wounded an officer. Anchorage police later linked Ritchie's gun to the five homicides but did not connect him personally to the shootings until today. Here in Juneau, the two teenagers arrested for setting the Twin Lakes playground on fire Monday have confessed. Capital City Fire Rescue Fire Marshal Dan Jagers says the teenagers admitted they started the fire with no clear motive. Jager also noted that no accelerants were used, such as gasoline.
The material on the playground itself being basically shredded tires, that in itself is a fuel source. Between the wind and the fact you had basically the tire material burning, that once it burns, it turns into a liquid, so it's kind of a petroleum product at that point. That's really what caused the fire to intensify and spread all the way across the playground the way it did.
If the playground is rebuilt, Jager recommends using different materials. The Juneau Community Foundation is accepting donations to rebuild the playground. Alaska Air Group reports first quarter profit of $99 million. On a per-share basis, the Seattle-based company says it had net income of 79 cents. Earnings, adjusted for one-time gains and costs, came to $1.05 per share. The results exceeded Wall Street expectations. The prospect of having a state income tax in Alaska for the first time in 37 years drew passionate responses both in favor and opposed during public testimony yesterday. Most of the more than 100 people who offered testimony to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee supported House Bill 115. The legislation would close a quarter of the gap between what the state government spends and what it raises. The House majority seeks to tie the income tax and increases to oil and gas taxes to a bill that would limit permanent fund dividends. That measure would also draw money from permanent fund earnings to pay for state government. The Senate majority says it wants to cut spending instead of adding taxes, but it isn't saying where the cuts in future years would fall. Weather forecast for the rest of the day today calls for cloudy skies and a slight chance of rain. It should get up to about 55 degrees with rain likely tonight and tomorrow. Low temperature about 40 degrees, high tomorrow about 55 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest local and state news.